Tidally Induced Velocity Gradients in the Milky Way Dwarf Spheroidal Satellites, by Alberto Manuel Martinez Garcia et al. We present a kinematic study of six dwarf spheroidal galaxies, DSPH, satellites of the Milky Way, MW, namely Carina, Draco, Fornix, Sculptor, Sextans, and Ursa Minor. We combine proper motions, PMs, from the Gaia Data Release 3, Doctor 3, and line-of-sight velocities, VLOS, from the literature to derive their 3D internal kinematics and to study the presence of internal velocity gradients. We find significant velocity gradients along the line of sight for Carina, Draco, Fornix, and Ursa Minor. The value of such gradients appears to be related to the orbital history of the dwarfs, indicating that the interaction with the Milky Way, MW, is causing them. Dwarfs that are close to the MW and moving towards their orbit's pericenters show, on average, larger velocity gradients. On the other hand, dwarfs that have recently left their orbit's pericenters show no significant gradients. Lastly, dwarfs located at large galactocentric distances show gradients with an intermediate intensity. Our results would indicate that the torque caused by the strong tidal forces exerted by the MW induces a strong velocity gradient when the dwarfs approach their orbit's pericenters. During the pericenter passage, the rapid change in the force's direction would disrupt such gradient, which may steadily recover as the galaxies recede. We assess our findings by analyzing dwarf satellites from the TNG-50 simulation. We find a significant increase in the intensity of the detected gradients as the satellites approach their pericenter, followed by a sharp drop as they abandon it, supporting our results for the DSPHs of the MW. This was Tidally Induced Velocity Gradients in the Milky Way Dwarf Spheroidal Satellites, by Alberto Manuel Martinez Garcia et al.